Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Max Fried, sitting in the middle, and left to right, Matt Blake, Aaron Boone, Max Fried, Brian Cashman, and I'll throw right now to Jason Zillow.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jason Zillow, and I'd like to welcome everyone to Yankee Stadium on behalf of the entire New York Yankees organization. I'd like to extend warm holiday wishes to everyone joining us today, including those on the YES Network, B Network, Yankees.com, and WFAN. The hot stove has definitely been cooking in the Bronx the last week or so, and today we officially introduce Max Fried, one of baseball's premier pitchers, to our media and our fans. There's plenty of numbers that illustrate Max's credentials, but there's one that's really pretty basic that shouldn't be brushed aside. In 2025, Max will be looking to pitch in the postseason for the eighth consecutive year. Even here in the middle of December, that's something everybody on the dais thirsts for. As we begin, I'd like to introduce the members of the dais that I just referenced, starting to my far right, Matt Blake, Yankees pitching coach, Yankees manager Aaron Boone, our guest of honor, Max Fried, who has a significant group of family and loved ones here today. We welcome all of you. As I said earlier, it's going to be the first of many times to Yankee Stadium. We also have the longtime senior VP and general manager of the Yankees, Mr. Brian Cashman. Before I turn this over to Brian, I'd like to acknowledge Max's representative, Ryan Hamill, and a large contingent of CAA people here, many of whom we've known for a very long time, so we welcome all of you as well. With those introductions in place, I'll turn it over to Brian Cashman.
Thanks for coming. We're excited to be here. You know, the job at hand always is to gravitate to some of the better baseball players in the game and bring them here for our fans to watch play on the biggest stage, we think, in baseball. And, you know, the effort is to put together the best team you can possibly do. And so I think, you know, when we started this winter program, you know, we saw the free agent opportunities out there, and Max Fried was at the very top of the list for us. He was someone that we've watched, obviously, from afar, what he's done. He's obviously tore us up on a few occasions, you know, pitching for the Braves. You know, kind of had a lot of dreams along the way of it'd be nice to have that lefty here in pinstripes if ever came to that opportunity ever came up. And we engaged, had great conversations with Ryan Hamill. We did a Zoom call with Max You know, you see these players as competitors on the field doing what they do best in front of big crowds. But, you know, obviously it's important to get to know them a little bit. And our Zoom call closed the gap on that. So it kind of reaffirmed a lot of the conversations our scouts were providing with us with makeup and their connections with, you know, as well as me touching base with our players about people who know Max and how this fit would be. And the only question really in the end was, did he want us as well? There was a lot of competition in the end, and he had choices of where he wanted to lay his head for the coming years ahead. And we're excited that he wanted this opportunity. He wanted New York. He wanted to come here. And we're excited to have him join what is already, we think, a very formidable rotation. So, Max, welcome to the Bronx, and we look forward to adding to the mix as we move forward, too. With that being said, I'll turn it over to Aaron Boone.
Thanks, Cash. Max, congratulations. This is a big day for our organization. I know it's a big day for you and your family and Ryan and CAA. Echoing what Cash said, Max was at the top of the board for us. I can see his name on the board up there in our suite in Dallas. We had the opportunity though to talk with Max and his representation on a Zoom call, probably 90 minutes or so. And like Cash said, you want to kind of close that gap and get that feeling of, yeah, this is a fit. We know we're dealing with an all-star pitcher, a great pitcher, a track record of nothing really but success. But you want to feel like you have a connection, and you want to feel like he wants us too. And, you know, I know Matt Blake and I came off that call like, wow, okay. Like he's who we want him to be in that initial interaction. I'm really excited about what he's going to bring to our team, how he's going to fit in our room. And I think he's the kind of pitcher with what he's able to do with the ball and how many pitches he has and just his ability to evolve, I think is going to serve him and us very well throughout the life of this contract. Look, we're trying to chase down that championship, and we feel like we've added a championship piece to what, like Cash said, is already what we believe is an outstanding rotation. Max Fried, no doubt, adds to that mix. And we're thrilled to have him. We're thrilled to welcome him here, welcome his family here, and looking forward to a long line of success with him. But congratulations today, Max, and welcome to the New York Yankees.
Thank you.
Yep.
Now the proverbial, let's put the uniform on. Max is taking his jacket off. What number is he going to wear? Looks like 54. Number 54. He is clean shaven, by the way, in case anybody is wondering.
Looks good.
Brian Cashman just said it looks good. Yes, it does. So Aaron Boone just gave him a Yankee cap, so now you're going to have some photography going on. Welcome to the New York Yankees. Today you are a Yankee.
With that, I'd like to turn it over to Max and for any opening remarks he has, but welcome to the Bronx, Max.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. You know, it's an honor to be here, and I want to first thank Mr. Steinbrenner and the Steinbrenner family, Brian, Aaron, and Matt for being here, and the entire Yankee organization for welcoming me in. Might be up here alone, but obviously with my family and friends, I have so many people to thank, you know, for supporting me up to this point, and you know, just everyone from teammates, coaches, all of my friends back home, and the ones that I've made along the way. My agent and agency in CAA has been with me my whole entire career, and you know, mention them, but can't thank them enough. Of my family, just, you know, I wouldn't be here without you, your love and support, from the highs of highs and the lowest of lows. Little League to the big leagues. You guys were always there, and you know, I love you guys a ton, so thank you so much. Being a baseball fan, you know what it means, or you just know the standard that the Yankees hold, and putting on the pinstripes is a certain responsibility and expectation that comes with that, and I'm extremely excited to take that on. And you know, last week when I was here and on the Zoom call, I was walking through the clubhouse, and there's three words that were there are three words that were put on, you know, up on the wall, and it's prepare, compete, and win. And I thought a lot about that. And to me, as a competitor, and just to me as a core, as a player, it really resonated with me. Because at the end of the day, you know, before I take the ball, I'm going to prepare as best as I possibly can. When I get out there, I'm going to leave everything out there and compete to the best of my abilities. And at the end of the day, the one thing that we're out here to do is to win. And for me, I couldn't be more excited to be here, a part of the Yankees, and be a part of this organization. And you know, genuinely can't wait to get down to Tampa and get started. So thank you.
Thanks, Max. We have wireless mics on both ends of the room. Who has the first question?
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Go right here to the front.
Hey, Max. Chris Kirshner with The Athletic. Ultimately, why did you choose the Yankees?
As I kind of stated, it's winning's a big priority for me. And, you know, at the end of the day, every single year, the Yankees come to spring training, the number one goal is to win a World Series. It's not to get to the playoffs. It's not to do anything besides hold up the trophy at the end of the year. And knowing that I was going to make a, you know, potentially a long commitment, I wanted to be able to be in a place that I knew I was going to be able to win year in, year out. And, you know, I love playoff baseball, and I love to be able to have meaningful baseball at the end of the year. And the Yankees are an organization that are going to do that year in, year out.
Go to Peter, all the way to the left.
Hi, Max. Peter Splendorio, New York Daily News. At what point in your free agency process did the Yankees become, you know, in the mix? And what stood out to you about that initial Zoom call?
Yeah. Wow. I would say that the last however many weeks have kind of been a whirlwind. But I think initially I'd heard that the Yankees had interest, and I would say that I was fairly surprised at the beginning. But when the Yankees say that they're interested in you, you perk up and you listen. You know, there's a standard, and there's a, you know, it's an extremely storied franchise. So I was excited to hop on a call and be able to you know, talk with the group up here. And I just felt like a lot of our values of what we value, and, you know, at the end, the end goal was very similar. And it was very just down to earth, easy to talk to, and I felt really comfortable. So when going through the process, and you know, when it came down to it, it just felt right.
Over to the right, Bruce, do you have the microphone?
Max, welcome. Bruce Beck, NBC4 New York. What will it be like being in a rotation with Gerrit Cole?
I mean, he's one of the best pitchers of the generation. He's had a lot of success. You know, he's in Cy Young runnings year in, year out, and you know, he's an established superstar in this game. So for me to be able to, you know, share, be in a rotation and be able to pick his brain a little bit, I feel like there's only going to be benefits. So I'm excited to be able to sit and watch every single one of his starts.
Back to the left, Ron.
Hey, Max Romblum from AP. Throughout your career, you've had a lot of these soft tissue injuries, blisters, and hamstring pulls. What have you done differently the last few years to try to keep healthy?
A lot of trial and error, I think. Being down in the South in Atlanta with, you know, the humid summers probably didn't help as far as just blisters and things to that extent, but the medical staff down there was fantastic in being able to help me figure out a routine that kind of works and be able to kind of mitigate all that. But at the end of the day, it's about trying to be as proactive as possible and, you know, not allowing something that's as minor as that being able to affect me going forward and, you know, not planning on missing starts. So
we'll take a couple more. Laura on the left.
Hi, Laura Albanese from Newsday. A lot has been said about just playing in New York City. What do you think about that challenge, and is there any part of that that you look forward to?
I think personally, you know, it's the same game whether you're playing in any kind of, you know, whatever city you're in. It's still 60 feet 6 inches, and you're going up against another guy. There's just, you know, very passionate fans, and you know, I can control what I can control, and that's to go out there and leave everything out on the field and compete as best as I can every single time. And you know, at the end of the day, it's about getting the Yankees a win, and if I can go out there and put us in the best position to win, then I'm doing my job.
Take two more. Brian, right in front.
Hey, Max. Brian Hoke with MLB.com. You said that there's a certain responsibility in putting on the Yankee uniform. What are you feeling as you sit there right now wearing it for the first time?
You know, a sense of pride. a lot of people have worn these pinstripes, and, you know, there's a certain feel, and, you know, I'm excited about being able to put the pinstripes on in Yankee Stadium for the Yankees, and it's you know, it's one of the most storied winning franchises in sports, and, you know, I want to be able to kind of do my part in adding to that.
Take a last one, Peter, all the way to the left.
Hey, Max. Peter Schwartz from WFAN. What are your thoughts on pitching in this ballpark? I think you've had one start here. Your thoughts on pitching here in the Bronx?
Extremely excited. There's, you know, there's no bigger stage than pitching in New York, and you know, I've been here for a couple series. I got to throw my first time last year. I'm still looking to feel what that feels like to be able to throw under the lights, because I got a Sunday day game. So I'm really excited. But there's a different feel when you step into the stadium and you feel the energy and the buzz, and I can't wait to kind of feed off of that.
Max, welcome aboard and congratulations.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.